Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today I'm going to take a break from having an interview on the air, and I'm going to play music. And I want to dedicate this show to an important man who just went home to be with Yeshua. His name is Claude Painter, and he was one of the first people I met when I moved to Rochester, New York. And after a long battle with COVID, he has gone on to heaven. And so, Claude, who rhymes with God, this show is dedicated to you. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. My friend Claude had a booming bass voice, and he used to sing in a barbershop quartet. And I know that he really liked this music that I'm going to play for you next. This is The Isaacs. It is Well With My Soul.
Soul. my soul.
I know that those were words that Claude thought about up until the very end. He was a true man of God, and he used to greet me whenever I came to Shema Yisrael in Rochester every week. And he and his wife Esther were so warm and welcoming to me when I first moved here, and I have so many fond memories. He was able to move to Jacksonville, Florida to be close to all of his children and grandchildren, and recently published an autobiography, and I bought a copy, and there's a beautiful inscription to me in the front of it that he autographed. I know you're not used to hearing music like I just played on the air, but some of you might remember a couple of years ago I interviewed Lily Isaacs, the matriarch of the group, and she's the daughter of Holocaust survivors and comes from a Jewish background, and that just kind of ties it all together. But right now, our buddy Claude is dancing on the streets of gold, and here is a beautiful song from Corey Bell and Lev Shalow.
Thank you.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Today I am playing a lot of music and talking about my friend Claude Painter, who passed on to glory just this morning. It's Thursday as I put this program together, and you're going to hear it on the air on Saturday. I'm holding in my hands a copy of his autobiography. It's called The First 80 Years, an embarrassingly egocentric autobiography. His son-in-law, Brian, surprised him at Claude's 80th birthday party, and the family had put together his writings and put it in a hardbound book and had it published. And I am so pleased to have a copy of it, and I have a nice inscription from Claude in the beginning of the book. It tells his whole story growing up, and there's lots of writings, poems, and stories. On page 213, he has this beautiful little quote. "There are so many hills to climb upward. I often am longing for rest. But he who appoints me my pathway knows just what is needed and best. I know in his word he has promised that my strength, it shall be as my day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way." Oh my. Please do be praying for the family. There are many children and many grandchildren, and I know that they are hurting right now. And a song that's always been very comforting to me is Psalm 23, and I love this version of it by Ted Pierce.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the child, not a one. Only He restoreth my soul.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Well, we're listening to Les Morrison play violin to the song Holy Unto You, written by Jill Chernoff. I'd like to share with you something else from Claude's autobiography. This is called Maker of Time, Master of Days, and it was written December 16th, 2011. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Who sets the sun ablaze in the height? Who spins the earth from night into light? Who marks the seasons, the spring and the fall? Adonai, maker of time, does it all. When it was time, who worked out a plan? When it was time, first the earth, then a man. When it was time, satisfaction expressed. Adonai, master of days, took a rest. When it was time, who parted the sea? Adonai, surely. Who else could it be? When it was time, who offered a ram? Adonai, Savior, I am who I am. When it was time, who halted the sun? Adonai did. Adonai was the one. When it was time, who toppled the wall? Adonai, Mighty One, Master of all. When it was time, who guided a star? Heralded shepherds brought men from afar. When it was time, who gave us a king? Adonai, Adonai worked everything. When it was time, a blood-spattered tree. When it was time, a life spent for me. When it was time, a stone rolled away. Adonai risen, he only could pay. When it was time, having said his goodbye, Adonai, Son, sits with Father on high. When it is time, he'll return with his own. Adonai reigns for all time from his throne. Never too early and never too late. His timing is perfect. Perhaps I must wait. He orders my footsteps. I walk in his ways. Maker of time and the master of days. Claude certainly was a very talented man. When he wasn't writing stories and writing poems, he worked on so many projects. I was always seeing pictures that his children posted on Facebook of all the different projects and things that he remodeled and carved and built. And he was a wonderful man, very talented, very creative. God bless you. You know, when someone dies, it makes you really think about your own mortality. And I have to say, if you're listening to this program and you've never accepted Yeshua as your Messiah, please don't put it off. You know, Claude knew Yeshua, and there is no doubt in my mind that he is with the Lord right now. He is resting on Yeshua's chest, hearing his heartbeat, just being hugged by the Lord right now. It must feel so wonderful to be with the Lord. It's never too late to say yes to Yeshua. You simply say, Lord, I realize that I've been sinning. I've been gossiping. I've been lusting. I've been lying. And Lord, I don't want to do these things anymore. And I ask that you come into my heart and that you cleanse me and that you make me into a new person. I submit my life to you. From this day forward, I will serve you. I will read your word. And I will commit my life to being a better person and doing all that you ask of me in Yeshua's name. And if you've said that prayer today, I want you to write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. And if you have accepted Messiah in your heart today, you are a new creation and you are born again. And you will know that when your day comes, you too will be safely in the arms of the Lord. This next song says it all. This is Joshua Aaron, Safely in His Arms.
Are you weary or afraid? You're safe within His arms. Never mind the crashing waves. Peace, be still. Our God will save. You're safe within His arms. Safely in His arms.
Well, this is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. One thing I'd like to point out is that Claude Painter and his wife Esther attended Edgewood Free Methodist Church before they ever attended Shema Yisrael, and it was their heart's desire that the congregations would form a friendship. And little did he know that years later we would end up buying that very building. That's right, the building that we are now in at 250 Edgewood Avenue once belonged to Edgewood Free Methodist Church. Funny how things work out. Well, I'd like to play another song from the Isaacs because I know that Claude loved the old hymns, and this group is just beautiful and they have such great harmony.
There's a village hidden deep in a valley among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning little Jimmy Brown was born. Bum, 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 bum.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Bum.
In the little village town.
Bum.
And the song that they were singing,
bum,
was for baby Jimmy Brown.
Bum.
And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in a valley beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Bum, 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 bum.
All the chapel bells were
bum,
ringing.
Bum.
'Twas a great day in his life.
Bum.
'Cause the song that they were singing,
bum,
was for Jimmy and his
bum,
wife. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Bum, 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 bum.
Just one lonely bell was ringing.
Bum.
In the little village town.
Bum.
'Twas farewell that it was singing.
Bum.
To our buddy Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar rusted to wipe away
to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son. The prophets of old speak much of Messiah. Death is foretold, the purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, hey, 'twas for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar to rusty, to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son to the world, Jesus the one for the world, Yeshua.
That was Jill Chernoff, the sacrifice lamb, and Claude would want you to know that. He would want you to know your Messiah and to know the sacrifice that was made for you. All right, I want to share with you another reading from his book, The First 80 Years, Claude Painter. This is called The Creation, written on May 14, 2017. He said, "Seems every culture has a version of the creation story. Shucks. I even have one of my own. Perhaps that's because I'm so ancient." God made the earth in 6 days flat. God made the heavens just like that. Just like that in 6 days flat. And God said, "This is really good." In the beginning, all was dark. God said, "Be light." And just like that, there was light. God made day one. And God said, "This is really good." God made a roof way up high, where puffy clouds go floating by, made it blue and called it sky, and God said, "This is really good." God put the water in the sea. God made the land so high and dry. On day two, God made the world, and God said, "This is really good." God planted seeds upon the earth. God planted flowers, grass, and trees. On day three, God's garden grew, and God said, "This is really good." God made the sun to warm the plants. God made the moon to shine at night. On day 4, God made the stars, and God said, "This is really good." God made the fishes in the sea. God made the birds that sing and fly. On day 5, God blessed them all, and God said, "This is really good." God made the cattle in the field. God made the bug and bumblebee. On day 6, God made them all, but God still had some work to do. God made a man to be his friend, made man a wife to share their love. On day 6, God looked and said, "Now this is really, really good." God made the earth in 6 days flat. God made it big and round and fat. On day 7, God relaxed. That's how God made the first Shabbat. By Claude Painter. Isn't that great? This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13, the greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family, all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, "Son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold?" But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a real shlemiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me into introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah. He's the Lion of Judah. And he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was. Yep, it's true. On Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So I sing a lie, la lie, lie, la lie, la lie, lie, la lie. And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I? Hey!
Again, that was Marty Goetz, a Jew born anew, and next up his daughter Misha and Aaron Enck, a beautiful version of Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on their side. Bear patiently the cross of grace.
To buy the fruit.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I have to say that it's hard to lose someone that you love. Claude and I weren't super close. It wasn't like we talked a lot. But he was dear to my heart. He was a man that lived his values. And he was so good to people and so kind to his family and helpful. And I am sad. I admit it. I am sad. But I know that Claude would want us to rejoice because he is with the Father. And so, keeping that in mind, this is one of the most joyful songs that I know. It goes way back to the group Lamb, and it's called Hallelujah.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the heavens rejoice. All of you mountaintops, all of you hosts, praise him, you angels above. So let the sun and the moon rejoice, praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever, and established you forever and ever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, all of you kings and you peoples rejoice, old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord.
And stringed instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let go your blast. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you kings and you peoples, rejoice, old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Sons, Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yis Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. Claude, I'll never forget you.